When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The world is a vampire.
The Raven Effect with pro wrestling superstar Raven.
A cornucopia of stupidity masquerading as a podcast.
Critics have hailed it as everything from,
huh? Who's this Raven jerk?
And, if you want clever discourse, nonsensical banter, and incessant rambling, well, this is the show for you. Ladies, gentlemen, idiots, floozies, and reprobates, this is Raven.
Hello, and welcome. It's the Raven Effect, the podcast. Oh, we got a lot of good to show for you. What do you have,
it's a humdinger of a program.
It's a humdinger. It's a Lawrence O'Welica show. A 1, 2, or 3. We got Feeney and me.
You know who was a big star on the Lawrence Welk show?
Who?
Joe Feeney.
Was he?
Yeah.
Joe Feeney
does polka.
He was an Irish tenor. I forced you guys to listen to him on the show once.
Right.
And he's not related to you?
Not that I'm aware of.
He'll never be as good as Ronan Tynan, ladies and gentlemen.
He's an Irish tenor. Can he
please direct your attention to the microphone behind home plate? We're world-renowned Irish tenor.
Can you sing tenor? Can you sing tenor? Tenor 12 miles away?
I can't sing tenor, but I can do a mean Wonderwall.
Oh, God. Of course you can.
It's your. Why is it a mean Wonderwall?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't it be a happy Wonderwall?
Melancholy. I'm assuming that it usually happens because it's wild drunk. I'm going to guess.
Yeah.
So it's a little more aggressive than it needs to be.
No, I follow. I'm not one of those guys that goes overboard on karaoke or tries to add my own twist. I'm very respectful of the music. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You don't need to change the artist's vision there, Joe. Right?
No. And I got no time for these guys that are like, hey, let's do the Backstreet Boys. That's hilarious. Hey, I'm a guy and I'm going to sing Britney Spears. Isn't that funny? No, you're annoying. Get off the stage. I hate you.
Hey, Raven.
You should only sing if you're going to sound like if you do Bob Dylan, you go, hey, what's the bad time?
Didn't you?
Or you should sing like Corey Macklin. PG-13 in a Fila tennis shoes.
Good Lord. That's Raven, you'll be happy to hear this, that I'm not slagging your friend once. My buddy saw Smashing Pumpkins the other night in Boston, said they were incredible.
Well, why wouldn't you slag my friend?
Because I've made critical comments of Mr. Corgan in the past because of his leanings. However, I'm still a fan of his music, some of it.
Was he leaning on a tower of pizza?
Yeah. No, you gave me a hard time because I was mad that he was on Alex Jones's show.
Yeah, and then you called his lyrics pretentious.
I did not.
Hey, that's what I'm saying.
I did no such thing.
I'm maintaining you said it.
Alex Jones is paying the price now.
Yeah. Fuck that guy. I hope he fucking dies in a fire.
See, but that's not nice. Is that nice?
He is a
I heard he transferred any of his real estate holdings to his wife already and shit like that. So he's already trying to play the game.
He's good.
Yeah, but they know that, so they're just going to call him out on it.
All right, but how about this? Alex Jones, what did he lose? $9 billion or what they call it?
Something like that.
$9 billion.
$900 billion or whatever. I don't know.
Now Kanye West is on several programs, radio programs, podcasts, YouTubes, and he's saying, well, you know, George Floyd wasn't even smothered to death or whatever. He actually died from a fentanyl overdose. And now the Floyd family is going to try to sue Kanye. And I think that they have a case, because if Alex Jones' case sets a precedent, then Kanye could probably get hit for that.
Well, it's also libelous if you know that that's not true. You know what right. I mean? And if you're doing it just to be mean, you know.
Well, that dude's got something going on upstairs. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. He's on the anti-Jew crusade.
Right? Yeah, there's something that's not connecting properly up top with that gentleman.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you ever when he wore a White Lives Matter shirt?
Yeah. Yeah. There's something that, you know, his meds aren't working.
He's appealing to right wingers. The far right, who doesn't like black people anyway.
Yeah, he's appealing to the people that don't buy his records.
He's appealing to the people who are racist against him.
Right.
Very strange.
He's an odd fellow, that one.
Sometimes. I don't get racism. I just get it.
No? Why not?
I mean, I really don't. Like, why would you think someone's less than somebody else? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't approve of any racism unless it's in a hilarious joke.
Oh yeah, exactly.
Such as?
Well, for instance, I was at my friend's block party once, mm-hmm. and it was a mostly white boy affair. But one of our friends from our softball team, he was a black guy. He walked up.
Were you guys listening to Stained in the background?
I think Styx was on, maybe.
Styx. Okay.
So yeah. our black friend walks up and my friend's dog doesn't bark at him at his approach, and my friend goes, "Bad dog." See, that's funny.
Wow.
Well,
no good.
No. Well, I mean, that's been explored, but well, Family Guy did that.
But he'll give it right back to everybody. You know, that's uh-huh. what dudes. What do they call them? Rich frat? Was that frat humor? Frat humor.
Is that what that is? Yeah.
I guess that's what I am.
College humor.
Yeah.
Now, what about this joke? Is this joke racist? I wrote this joke a long time ago. I go, my friend always wanted to buy a monkey from Portugal.
Oh, no.
Because he wanted to own a Portugal monkey.
Oh. Oh, boy.
No, I mean, that's clever wordplay.
Say it.
That's clever wordplay.
What's the punchline?
What?
Or is that it? Is that the punchline?
That was it.
Well, that's the punchline.
Portugal monkey.
Portugal monkey is the punchline, I see.
Right. Yeah, that's kind of racist.
But a little bit.
But it really isn't, though.
It's not.
It plays on racial stereotypes.
Yeah.
Like, isn't racist.
You're making fun of the term. You're not criticizing a race.
So you're saying it's like a dog whistle is what you're saying.
No, it's a monkey whistle.
Okay. Fair enough.
I want to know what these newfangled terms mean from these millennials, like stand. I stan him. And then there's another one where it's like,
how do you not know what that is?
I picked up on that, but what about the one where it's like someone tweets something and someone else goes, rate it. Rate it. Yeah.
Rate it? Like R-A-T-E, rate it?
Yeah, isn't that what it is?
Oh.
Yeah. I see.
I'm old.
I don't hang out with millennials.
Yeah.
What's after millennials?
Gen Z. My daughter's Doom. Gen Z.
Absolutely.
What's after
Doom.
Gen Z?
Pedophiles. No, I don't know. What comes after Gen? I don't know what the new generation is. Kids that are born.
Go back
now.
To the beginning, Generation A.
It might be. You might have to go back to the start. Yeah.
Can I make our weekly political comment?
Oh God, what do you got now, Fee?
I just want Rich to know that John Fetterman never had a job until he was 40, and now he's trying to be a senator. I'm just saying he never worked, Rich. I'm just saying, how would he know how to hold such a prestigious office if he decided not to have a job until he was 40.
But you voted for a fucking buffoon who can't even tie his own shoes to be the president.
Why does it always got to go back to that? That's the past. I'm talking about the present. And who says I even voted for Trump?
Of course you voted for Trump.
Maybe I chose to stay. Come on. If it's between Trump or Hillary, I mean, that was the worst election ever.
No. Well,
that was an election to see who was hated the more.
Yeah.
Who was hated the least.
I remember when those primaries started, like the idea that the candidates would be Trump and Hillary was like a joke. Just like when I joked when I said their candidates would be Biden and Harris. Like that was an insult at the beginning of the primaries. And then it happened. It was unbelievable.
It's funny because one of the most not
the problem
Iowa.
Is the problem is there's no good Democrats.
Yeah, well, you're right. There's no good anyone.
Now we're going to lose people. I don't want to lose more viewers. No more politics.
I think our intelligent listeners, the Raven Effect. Do you think we really have hardcore political followers?
No, that's
you
what know, I'm saying.
You remember the Mooch, right? There's no good Democrats. I don't think you'd offend anyone. It's just like if I said.
We could talk about religion, though. That's a different subject entirely.
We can just skewer religion. Now, I just want to say this. You remember Anthony Scaramucci, right?
Yes.
Whatever documentary it was that he was in, like he summed it up basically, like, you know, because everybody thought he was a buffoon. But he's actually a pretty bright guy.
I know. I just said no more politics.
Well, I'm just saying this, that people want – they don't want to vote. They don't necessarily vote for the person they like, but they're not going to vote for the person that doesn't like them. And that was the point.
Makes sense.
So, yeah.
So that's why I wouldn't vote for most Democratic candidates, because they hate everyone.
Oh.
Now, the problem, let me just summarize this whole case. The problem is the far right and the far left. Cut those off and everything's copacetic.
Right.
Like, they're the ones stirring up all the she's in it.
Yeah.
I think who's the chick?
No more politics. I have the last word. I get the last word.
But it's not political. I want to ask.
Doesn't matter.
Question.
I know it is.
Oh.
So what about where are we this month?
So you're saying this week's program has no teeth in it? Is what you're saying?
The teeth are going to bite your ass.
What about someone that leaves the left and is kind of floating on her own, like Tulsi Gabbard? That's all I wanted to say.
She's fucking. She needs to be medicated.
Stop it. You guys, seriously, stop it. You guys are going to kill my show. I'm not going to pay you this week.
Well, hey, hold on there.
No, I meant, do you think she's attractive? That's all.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what you would. I'm Trini, sure that's stop what you meant. It. Do we think Tulsi Gabbard's fucking attractive?
Trini, stop. Okay, so, right. Feeney, where are we ranked in this in the world this month?
Let's say it again. She needs to be medicated.
See, that's Rich is the one that's going off the train here.
Yeah, but you started it.
Yeah, it's all Feeney's
fault. You know he's going to make a comeback.
Absolutely.
Me?
Wait a minute, Rich. Am I going to see you next week?
No, I will not be
well,
there.
Well, I'm definitely not going now.
No. Matt Stryker is filling my spot. The role of Rich Bucchini will be played by Matt Stryker next week in Philadelphia.
What do you think about Matt Stryker?
I get along with Matt.
Do you?
Where are you going?
Oh,
I'm not going anywhere.
MLW is in Philadelphia next week, and I was finally going to show up and meet Rich. As opposed to the first time when I saw one, I'm pretty sure I had COVID.
Yeah, pretty sure I got it from you.
Another time I encountered you guys while stricken with COVID. Okay, let's see.
Yeah, you were supposed to bring me a fucking steak sandwich from Leo's, and you failed to do that.
I did fail that, but I made sure to bring Raven one, though.
Of course you brought Raven, yeah, but not.
Yeah, and you brought COVID with you, too.
Yeah, yeah.
I maintained the building. The whole building had it.
You brought it.
12th in Qatar.
We're 12th in Qatar now? Nice.
21st in Nigeria. I think that's the first time. 12th in Romania. 16th in Turkey.
Are we first anywhere?
No.
How are we in what about Jive Turkey? Are we going to how are we ranked there?
We're number one. Number one in Jive Turkey.
Nice.
For sure. And we've dropped off the charts altogether in India. I don't know. Rich probably said something offensive, but India is not down with the Raven Effect anymore.
Jesus.
Rich goes, wow.
We've gone up to 32nd in Canada, though. That's impressive.
We're 32nd in Canada?
Yeah.
Who's ahead of us?
Who's right ahead of us? Who's right around us?
Okay, let's see. We are 32.
In wrestling shows.
How many wrestling shows are there?
Way too many.
5,000.
Yeah.
Maybe more.
What do the rankings go up to?
200, I believe.
So who's 200?
Oh, wait. Looks like maybe even 300. Yeah, that goes. These go up to 300.
So we really are doing well.
250.
I thought they only went up to 11.
But here's some of the folks that are under us that you might recognize.
Who's Cultaholic. Dead last? Who's we're dead beating, last?
We're beating Cultaholic and Kurt Angle. We're beating William Regal. We're beating K100 with Conan.
Whoa, that's controversy.
In Canada, we're way more over with the Canadians than Disco is.
The Canadians.
Well, we're not going to be in a minute because a boot dad, we're not going to be that A.
However, defeating us, The New Day, Renee Paquette, Road Dog.
Well, of course she's beating
Flair,
us. She's Canadian.
Jeff Jarrett, AEW, Jake the Snake,
Canadian.
And DDP.
They're all Canadian.
Yeah, they're all Canadian.
Jake the Snake and DDP really had a big jump in the numbers after Raven was on. I maintain that. So
is there actually any truth to that?
aren't our numbers up, Joe?
I could look at the numbers.
We're getting the Hall of Fame bump, right?
Oh, we should get the Hall of Fame bump now. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, for
I can
sure.
put that well, like, in my. I can put that in my emails now when I send out looking for
right,
sponsors.
Right.
Hall of Famer.
Advertise yes. on Hall of Famers. Hall of Famer Ravens.
And if people are going to go, oh, he's in the WWE Hall of Fame, and you're going to go, no, he's in the. He's in the Hall of Fame.
Doesn't matter. He's in the Hall of Fame. It's Hall of Famer. Yep. It doesn't
Hall
matter.
Of Fame. Are you in Hall of Fame?
Yeah, actually, it's more prestigious in Impact because they only put one person in a year.
Yeah.
It's
only
see,
like that, seven
that's,
or eight. That,
that's a good point. It's not like you're not in there with. Yeah,
with Vince's
Drew, with fucking Drew Carey
was Vince Sr.'s chauffeur.
Yeah,
Kid Rock. Kid Rock's in there.
Ugh, he's another one. Should be boiled and have his fat sold for soap.
Would you go to his bar?
Would you buy his soap if it was boiled and sold for soap?
No, I would not.
I would.
Would I go to his bar? No,
well,
I
don't use that kind of
bar.
Soap though. I use like liquid soap.
I would go to his bar to burn it down.
You can't threaten, arson on a broadcast, by the way.
It's for entertainment purposes
you're,
only.
You're such an evil person, Rich.
Well, you know, Rich, that his first big album, Devil Without a Cause.
See, you know, my only problem
million?
With that, Rich. Wait, my only problem with that, Rich, is that you're also the person who would be so offended if somebody said that to you.
I don't own a bar, so.
Okay, so that covers it. Never mind then.
I was going to say, Kid Rock's big album, Devil Without a Cause, sold 15 million copies, certified diamond. And the reason I'm saying that is that tells me that Rich probably bought a copy.
Nope.
So a certified diamond Dallas Page?
Yeah. Bang.
I can say without hesitation at all, I've never purchased anything Kid Rock related.
What about Limp Bizkit?
Nope.
What about Korn?
Nope.
What about Creed?
Nope.
Where were you in 1999?
I was not listening to Creed, fucking Korn, fucking any of that shit.
I just mentioned my three most shameful album purchases, I think.
Yes. You know the stuff. You make fun of me for the shit that I'm into. I listen to good music, and you listen to garbage like fucking aggro rock shit.
No, I made you an attempt. I
mean? White beaters, cigarettes rolled up in your sleeve.
You know what I've listened to all week?
Yeah, let's fucking go do
you know,
some so, coke,
you know what
drink
you know
some
what
beers, beat
to?
Up our girlfriends.
You know what I've listened to all week? The Eagles and Fleetwood Mac. They
See,
never,
of course you listen
they never
to the
sing
Eagles,
about
the
cocaine.
Eagles and fucking Fleetwood Mac. Of course you did.
What's wrong with the Eagles and Fleetwood Mac?
You just described what I just described
Jackson,
exactly. The
they're aggro rock, the Eagles.
No. I'm just saying.
What about Jackson Brown?
He's a Rhode Islander. Good for
I
him.
I listen to Carole King on occasion. What do you think about
oh,
that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
I'm very.
What about King Carole?
I'll give you that, Joe. That's not bad, but you know, the other stuff.
How
many Kid Rock albums do you own?
I think I bought two.
Oh,
Brewsker. Three.
Bought two. You didn't learn the first time.
I don't buy anything now. All you got to do is sign up for Amazon Music or Amazon Prime, and you get everything on the music for free.
Well, of course.
It's tremendous.
Yeah. Tremendous for you, not for the fucking musicians.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? We're not getting royalties from this, are we?
No. So, you know, it's funny. My mom asked me a while back. She's poking around through Peacock, and she's like, hey, so I was on Peacock, and I saw they have all the WWE stuff and all the next stuff that you did. You get royalties for that? No. Yeah, right.
That sucks.
The boys aren't even getting fucking royalties from that.
I'm on the side of you guys in that case. There's no way in hell you guys shouldn't get royalties. Any sitcom or drama actor.
No,
or
there's no there should be something, you know?
Yeah.
Sure.
I mean, that reminds me, you said something that made me think of this. I forget what it was, but it's a bit for my stand up. It goes, what band's on first tonight? Guess who? I don't want to guess. Why don't you tell me? I am telling you. Then who's on first? No, the who's on last. I'm not asking you who's on last. I'm asking you who's on first. Guess who? I don't want to guess who's on first. Correct. Guess who's on first? No, I'm not going to guess who's on first. You just said who's on first. So the who was on first? No, the who was on last. I'm not asking you who's on last. I'm asking you who's on first. And I'm just telling you, guess who's on first? Arg, if you won't tell me who's on first and who's on last, yes. Who's on last? Yes. You're sure. I'm positive. So yes is on last. No, yes is on second. I'm not asking you who's on second. I'm asking you who's on last. Yes, yes, yes. Yes is on last. No, yes is on second. Then who's on last? Exactly. Exactly who's on last? Finally, now you've got it. I don't even know what I'm talking about. I ask you who's on first. You say, guess who? I say, guess who? You say, yes. So I say, yes is on first. You say, yes is on second. I say, who's on second? You say, who's on last? I'm going to strangle you. Listen. Guess who's on first? Guess who's on first? Yes. Yes is on first. No, yes is on second. Who's on second? No, who's on last? And who's on first? And if you say guess who one more time, we're going to lose it. You know what? That's it. Hang on. I got something in my eye.
Wait, don't you need a second performer to do that bit, though?
Yeah, really. Yeah. I'm just going to get – that's why I'm reading it. I'm just going to get in my car and start driving and crying.
This is the table read.
Yeah, the table read.
Right.
So if you say I'm going to lose – you know what, that? That's it. I'm just going to get in my car and start driving and crying. What'd you say? I said, I just want to get in the car and start driving and crying. Oh, they're on third. Oh, and third? How do we get to third? Okay, fine. Have it your way. You want me to guess who's on third? No, guess who's on first? I don't know. Who? No, who's on last? Who's on last? Yes. So yes is on last? No, yes is on second. Then who's on first? Guess who's on first? Thank you.
Raven, does every stand-up bit that you do somehow revolve around who's on first?
No, just that one.
All right.
And just a couple of them.
I feel that's like there have been a few over the years that have been Abbott and Costello related.
Yeah, I love that.
That's not bad, though. I got to hand it to you. It's a pretty pretty interesting way you put all those words together into sentences and proper syntax and punctuation.
Yeah, you really need two people, though.
Yeah. See, you could have sent it to us. And we
I'm making a movie about menstrual cycles in the Victorian age.
Yeah.
It's a period piece.
You've used that one before. Come on. You got new stuff.
I can't remember which one I've used.
Fuck.
I have a dream catcher hanging from the rear of my rear view in the car. I figured that way if I fall asleep while I'm driving, I won't have bad dreams.
Oh, for the love of God.
Let's see what else we got here. Oh, my buddy was invited by Ving Rhames to see the Rolling Stones with Styx as the opener. After the show, they went backstage and the band members from both bands beat the crap out of them while Ving Rhames watched. I guess it's true that the Styx and Stones will break your bones, but Ving Rhames will never hurt you.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Feeny, where are you going? Feeny's going somewhere. What are you saying here? Are you trying to bring this back to a wrestling adjacent program?
No. You mentioned this, the Pumpkins earlier, and this is unfortunate. A friend of mine offered me 2 free tickets to tonight's performance in Philadelphia.
Well, they're in Philly tonight.
I can't go. My wife's not really that interested. It's actually Smashing Pumpkins and Jane's Addiction.
Right.
What happened?
I got offered 2 free tickets to the Pumpkins in Philly tonight, and my wife's not interested.
Where are they playing? Spectrum?
I think they're at Wells Fargo.
Yeah, whatever it is. Flyers, yeah. Right? Yeah.
Spectrum 2.
Yeah.
But I can't get anyone interested because it's a Phillies playoff game tonight. So I have to actually turn down free tickets. It's hard.
Simon Diamond's going.
Dude, they play at fucking 5:30, I think. Don't they? They'll be done by the time
6:30? Nah, 6:30 and then the game 7:30.
No, is it? I thought they were
playing early today. I saw 6:30.
Why is it that you put male in the mailbox but you put dick in the female box?
Oh, for the love of God. No, yeah, you're right. It is 7:30. I thought they were playing early today.
I know. It's Friday. Maybe on Saturday they would.
All the conspiracy theorists think the world is flat. I'd say she's more of a B cup.
So why don't you just go on your own, Joe? Have Raven hook you up with Billy. You know what I mean? Go to the show, sing along by yourself. Wait a minute. You're saying that you've never gone to a show by yourself?
If you want to improve your concentration, they now have a camp for it, but they only accept Jews.
What?
You want to improve your concentration, they now have a camp for it, but they only accept Jews.
See, you can make that joke because you're Jewish. I can't laugh at it, though. Feeny, go to the show by yourself.
Did you guys watch Seinfeld?
Feeny, go to the show by yourself.
Did you watch Seinfeld?
What does that matter? We're talking about the show
because
right now.
Related to Raven's joke.
Yes, I've watched Seinfeld.
Okay, do you remember when Bryan Cranston played the dentist Tim Whatley?
Vaguely, yeah.
Okay,
what does that have to do with you going to the show?
Tim Whatley converted to Judaism just so he could use the jokes. Right, that's nice. A great bit. But what's even better is he has Seinfeld in the dental chair, and Jerry's like, "I think you just, converted to Judaism so you could use the jokes." And he goes, "You know, Jerry, it's our sense of humor to sustain the Jews as a people for 3,000 years." And Jerry goes, 6,000. He goes, "Whatever, even better."
Look, I'm not saying your mom's been around the block, but she's got cauliflower vagina.
Eh,
that's a nasty image.
Eh,
yeah,
you can do better.
How about this? This one's a little harsh. The Make-A-Wish Foundation is fantastic at giving every kid his number 2 wish. Because the number 1 wish is he wants to live.
Oh, come on. No. That's just – you're scraping the bottom of the barrel.
These are the ones I don't use in the act. These are all
dregs of the muck of your material.
He's honing.
These are all ones that are just sidelines that I wrote that I had to get out of my system.
Fair enough. Yeah, I get
keep
that.
Keep them on the pad there in case you want to get some booze going so you can win them back.
In high school, I thought I had mono, but it turns out my stereo just had a bad wire.
Oh.
Also, I had syphilis.
I was reading a lot about Sam Kinison this week.
Yeah.
See, but if you can make somebody laugh at a joke when you just tell it like this, that means it's a funny ass joke. Because when you're in a group of people, and somebody's on stage and they tell a joke, it's much easier to get a laugh than it is to just tell a joke to your friend and then get a laugh out of it.
True.
So,
even my
dregs are winners. Even my dregs are winners.
I'm not obligated to laugh. I laugh when it's funny.
We're obligated to laugh at his jokes here on the show.
Don't perpetuate that stereotype.
Nasty stereotype.
See, Joe and I laughing. It's almost like a laugh track, but
you
like
racist. Ed that's McMahon. A racist again because I'm Jewish, right?
Programmed. So we're laughing to get the people to laugh. You
know that's
I mean?
Not
no,
true.
Nah, there's no actual humor on this.
No, because you wouldn't do that, Rich. That's the thing. You would never laugh. You would never laugh just to put me over.
Me?
Yeah, you would only laugh if it's actually funny.
That's right. I agree.
I've laughed at many of your terrible jokes.
No, you haven't.
I sure have.
Everyone that you didn't think was funny, you said, that's not funny.
Well, today, yeah, but I'm saying in the past.
Every time.
No, you've got me all wrong.
Do I now?
That's false. It is false information that you're fucking spewing.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Thank you. What's her name? She's married to the fat guy. She was Trump's fake news.
Married to the fat guy.
She's married to
Kellyanne Conway.
We can't talk
Kellyanne
about.
Thank you, Kellyanne Conway.
This is getting way too. This is getting way too political, guys.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Rich, I got an early recommendation for you because Raven listens to some podcasts. There's a podcast called Who Are These Podcasts, right? Mm-hmm. Basically, what they do is they make fun of really awful, awful podcasts.
Oh, yeah.
And they found
that. Have they got to us yet? Have they got to us yet?
Not yet. I heard there was a submission, coming. But they haven't done it yet. No, but they've honed in recently on Stuttering John's podcast because it's really,
you told
really
us
bad.
This last week. You told us this last week.
Did I tell you that Bob Levy was on?
Yeah, you told us that.
That's I was trying to make the Raven connection because Bob Levy does the one with Shuli.
Oh, Bob, yeah.
And actually,
So what do they do? They listen to the whole podcast on their podcast?
They'll watch select clips. It's a YouTube show and a podcast, but they'll watch.
Oh, that's a lot of work. You have to have a producer and some cut clips out and
preparation.
Well, that's what Get My Go does that. Lord, and when we make fun of other podcasts.
Well, maybe Feeney, if you weren't cutting out other clips to make fun of, you'd have time to get us more ads.
Yeah. No. I was about to give credit to a friend of the show, Mike Durbin. He's the one that does a lot of the cutting, although Dean the Aussie guy has done some recently as well.
Good old Mike Durbano.
Bongo.
Mike Bongo.
Yeah. Noted t-shirt salesman, Mike Durbin.
Feeney, I'm still curious why you won't go to the show by yourself. You haven't answered the question yet. What's my
concert by themselves?
I've gone to many. You've never gone to a show by yourself, Rich.
I used to go to the movies by myself.
Yeah, I've gone to the movies by myself.
Okay.
But no,
sometimes it's more fun to go to a show by yourself if, like, nobody's into the band.
I actually went to a concert.
And not have people fucking talking to you. It's my favorite song, and they're talking to you during the fucking chorus or something. Like,
I went to one concert by myself. Hold on. I went to one concert by myself.
Which one?
I was driving up from Florida to go back to college in Delaware, and up in Philadelphia, they were playing. It was the Gap Band. It was the Budweiser Superfest. The Gap Band.
What year was that?
Frankie, 83.
Okay. Yeah.
Frankie Beverly and Maze. That group that sings Freakazoid Robots, Please Report to the Barcades, I think. A couple other bands. It was a huge concert. I was like the only white guy in the place.
Where was it at?
Did you meet any ladies?
Was it a Spectrum? Okay.
I feel like Raven could pull that off really well, like meeting girls at the concert by himself like that, because he can pull off, I was supposed to meet my friends, I don't know where they are, and you know, use that angle.
I lost $20 in a bet to some chick because they said at the time I was I only knew Prince from 1999 and Little Red Corvette. Mm-hmm. And then between bands, they were playing background music. You know, they played I Want to Be Your Lover by Prince. Mm. And I had no idea that old Prince was really, you know, that's why I started listening to old Prince. But I was like, this isn't Prince. And they're like, yeah, and I lost $20 in a bet.
I once lost $60 to a girl in three consecutive rock, paper, scissors.
Really?
Really?
Wow. Three times in a row, she smoked me.
Unbelievable.
Well, did she light you on fire first, and then she smoked you like a blunt?
Nah, she smoked me, and she threw a bucket of water at me.
Feeny and Raven, I'll have you know.
So what did you go with? What did you open up with?
Oh, God.
I think I opened with scissors.
Do we want to know this?
And then I think I tried scissors a second time, and she still had rock. And then I think I tried paper, and she had scissors. It was diabolical.
Oh, that's just obvious, though, because if you open up, you got to open up with the smasher. You got to open up with the rock. Yeah, and then but there's also wait, what else is there? There's also
paper,
rock, paper, scissor, Spock lizard. Big Bang Theory, they had rock, paper, scissors, Spock, lizard, I think. Because then you have Spock, and I forget what the lizard is.
Are you not familiar with that?
Look that up, Feeny. I'm not making it up.
No answer from Dave. He's just completely clamming up on us. Raven, you're backing him up on it.
What?
He's not going to go to the show by himself. And it's your friend. It's your fucking buddy.
If he had backstage passes, I'm sure he would go.
Well, how come you didn't set him up? Why don't you text Billy and say, hey, Joe's going to come to the show. Take care of him tonight.
He wouldn't. I was going to get big time there and say he'd know who I was, but he wouldn't. Because I booked him on K100 and I know
probably, if he
doesn't know who he is, why is he want another Schlemiel coming backstage?
Yeah, but if it's coming from you, you know what I mean? You're giving him
rock, paper, scissors, Spock, lizard, or what's it called?
Let's see.
Feeny, I'll have you know that the week before I got married, and this probably should have been a clue as to what was going to happen, but I went to go see Iron Maiden by myself. That was my bachelor party. Iron Maiden alone.
By yourself?
By myself.
Why didn't you have any friends?
Well, we had to move the date and blah, blah, blah. But yeah. But I ended up with two tickets, and I ended up going to Maiden by myself.
Did you have two tickets to Paradise?
Awesome. It was fucking awesome, too. I sang along with everything.
Now, did you get on stage and sing along?
No, I did not. They didn't play.
Did you follow the bouncing ball?
No,
I did. Did you follow the bouncing ball?
I did follow the bouncing ball, and I said I waited for Fear of the Dark to really let the beginning of that really let that go.
Yeah, they had run to the hills, and that's it.
Yeah,
one hit wonder.
Come on, what about the Trooper? What about the Trooper?
One hit wonder.
They call him the Trooper.
Can I play with madness? Wasted years.
Nope, never made the radio. Never made the album chart. Never made the record. Never made the singles chart.
The Clairvoyant.
Never made a single
Loneliness and a Long Distance Runner.
No.
These titles all suck.
Oh, yeah. Come on. Feeny.
Feeny, what about Rock, Paper, Scissors,
just
Spock,
the guy
Lizard?
Who bought fucking
I got it.
Rock records.
But I want to explain the ritual real quick. Here's why I'm not going. A, my wife doesn't want to go. B, I can't get any friends. C,
oh, my wife doesn't want to go.
C,
my friends don't want to go.
So I have to record
to go to a concert by myself.
I have to record this. I have to edit Pritchard's show, and I have to finish Conan's show.
In the afternoon,
show.
The show is at night. They're not
see,
going on.
These
until
are very
late
complex
nine.
Gigs.
What?
And then the Phillies are on. Okay, so there, I said it.
You could put the.
By the way, here's my shirt. On,
you could have the Phillies.
Who is it?
Like it's Bryce Harper.
Manson? Oh, it looks like Charles Manson.
It's Bryce Harper, the Hunt for Red October shirt.
Why is he hunting for Red October?
Manson. Well, because Red October is when the Phillies are in the playoffs.
There's no way. That the Phillies.
Okay, hold on, hold on.
Feeny.
Uh-oh.
Not Doug Mastriani again.
Feeny, would you care to bet your Phillies against my Astros? I'm rooting for the Astros now.
We're not playing the Astros.
Feeny, Rich, you're such a hypocrite. They're cheaters.
I know. You know what? I've come to terms with that. I've come to terms that every Major League Baseball team cheats, and if they don't, they're dumb. The Astros is simply
wow. You're such a hypocrite.
Okay.
All right. Here you go. Play.
There's reasons I can't root for the Padres, but we'll leave that for now.
Hang on, because I had to mess with my sound setup. Can you guys hear this clip?
No.
Okay.
Figure it out.
I got to change my thing real quick. That's all.
You don't have to show the clip. Just tell us what it said, what it's called. Yeah.
Rock, paper, scissors, lizard, Spock.
Rock, paper, scissors, lizard, Spock.
You know what? The Big Bang Theory is the least fucking funny show on television. It's terrible.
Now look what
it's actually
doing.
Quite funny.
It's awful.
You're awful.
I'm awful. No. There's nothing humorous about that program at all.
I'll agree with you.
Why did it last for 20 years?
You know, it's massively offensive to autistic people, right?
Why?
What do you mean? Why? Because
what do you mean? What do I mean?
What are they, all autistic?
Yes.
So the guys paint some pictures. What's the big deal?
They're all geniuses.
But they're all autistic.
No, only one is. Okay. And he's not autistic. He's Asperger's.
He's Asperger's? So.
Oh. Yeah, he's not autistic.
Why'd they have to give it that name?
It's still offensive. It's still offensive because he's a fucking jerk.
It's not offensive. You vote for the Astros and they cheat.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Yeah, that's offensive.
You know that Asperger's is not a thing anymore. It's simply a spectrum of autism.
I thought that's what it
always was. It's not a thing anymore.
I'm saying it's not its own thing. It's a spectrum of autism. It's part
but
of
it's
autism.
Still but it's still its own thing, though.
No, it's only part of autism.
Yeah, but it's still, but you can
it's
still
under the autism Asperger's umbrella, if you will.
So what?
I heard that there wouldn't be as much autism if the Democrats weren't putting fluoride in the water.
Oh, fiend.
Wow.
It's all the vaccines, right? That's the problem.
I'm not talking about vaccines with you, Rich. Okay. No way.
I don't want to talk this about with either of you, idiots.
No way.
Because Feeny just gets Rich's goat, and then Rich's goat has to run all around in circles and drive him mad.
Eat garbage.
What are you talking about? That's
so how does lizard go? Okay. Rock, paper, scissors, Spock, lizard. What's the lizard?
You're throwing lizard, up fucking gang signs
like,
over there.
Lizards like lizards like this.
That's a snake.
Well, that's how it is. I just looked it up.
I forgot. I guess it is. Hmm. How about they have a standing we shoot to kill order for iguanas in Florida?
Oh, that is horrible.
Well, so many iguanas. I think that's
here, look, Raven, if you can see it, it's right here.
Yeah, I see.
See?
It would make sense.
Okay, so let's see.
Florida.
So Rock beats Lizard. Lizard beats Spock. Spock beats Rock. Scissors beats Lizard and Paper.
Yeah.
Paper beats Rock and Spock.
Why does Scissors beat Lizard?
Because you can stab him with it.
You could cut a lizard in half with.
Yeah, then there's
you should see back. The damage that my cat's done to some lizards.
What about wizards? Do they attack wizards too?
No, she goes and she'll like bite the tail off or fucking whack it, and then it's like, yeah, poor little fellas, just stunned sitting
they
there all around, no tail.
They just grow their tails back.
It's true.
Yeah, but then she'll sit there and she'll soccer the fucking thing around the patio like.
Why don't you just let that cruelty happen?
Yeah, you're messed up.
What?
That's
you
hard.
Just let that cruelty happen?
Save the lizard.
Yeah, it's okay. What would you suggest I do? Stop it, Lily. Stop playing with the lizard.
Pull her inside.
What's your cat's name?
Lily.
Lily the cat.
Although Rich has a point, when your cat is battering something and eventually kills it, you have to tell them that they did a good job.
Because then they present it to you like, you know. Say, here
you go. Yeah, well, don't accept it.
For you.
Don't accept it. And
don't
accept it.
No.
It's the greatest compliment you can ever get is when your cat gives.
Yeah, but how do you get there? How do you get your cat to stop being torturous to lizards?
Wants to
pull butterfly wings off.
I should send you. I have a picture of Lily with a lizard half in her mouth.
I don't care for
I'm
that.
Gonna, I'm gonna find it and send it to you.
That's interesting. That's quite a coincidence.
Rich is into sadism, apparently.
I'm not into sadism. I'm just saying the cat fucking likes to eat lizards. What do you want me to do?
Yeah, and you like to see the cat torture the lizards.
Rich, if you send me a picture of Lily with the lizard half in her mouth, I'll send you a picture of a girl named Lily with my lizard half in her mouth.
Nice.
What? Oh, hang on a second. Does your wife know about that?
She doesn't know anything about Lily, no.
It's Lily Munster.
Hold on. I'm gonna send you this picture right now. And you know, maybe I'll even show the fine folks on.
I think Lily was a fake name, though. That would make sense because I gave her my fake name.
Oh, yeah.
Which is Mastodon P. Brittleworth?
No, my fake name I used to use down the shore is Mark Ryder.
Yeah. Oh, that's a clever name.
Or like Mark Booker. Can you see that?
Yes, that's hideous.
You're just into cruelty.
We're going to get censored for animal cruelty for sure.
You're a sadistic man, Rich. I never knew that.
I'm a terrible human
being. Really a Republican.
How'd you know? Lifelong card-carrying member of the fucking American Fascist Party.
Is that a party? Yeah.
Yes, Joe, you're a part of it.
I'm not. I don't belong to any organizations except the Raven Effect.
No, you belong to the K100.
Yeah, sure. Creative Control Network, Get My Go.
You're the whipping boy for Conan. Fucking disco. How embarrassing is it that you're disco's whipping boy?
I'm more so Conan's whipping boy. Disco doesn't take unwarranted shots at me while Conan gets a great deal of pleasure out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I think the listeners are fed up, though. We're getting emails from the listeners saying, why is he so mean to Joe? And I'm like, you're not helping my case. That's just going to make him double down, for God's sake.
Hey, by the way, I wanted to mention something here. Did you see the news today? Apparently, GCW and WWE, they might be working together. But did you also
see
Who re-upped his deal with GCW, Joe?
Joey Janela?
No.
John Moxley?
No. Raven, come on, you know.
I don't even know what we're talking about. GCW did what? Who's GCW?
Game Changer Wrestling.
Game Changer Wrestling.
Game Changer Wrestling. Just re-upped somebody, a very, very important part of their presentation, Joe. Come on. You know who I'm talking about and what I'm talking about.
Nick Gage?
Not Nick Gage, not the bank addicted drug robber. Nope.
This better have a great answer.
Wait, the bank addicted drug robber?
Kevin Gill. Kevin Gill.
They announced Kevin Gill re-signed with GCW. What a great press release.
Kevin Gill, hold on. Wait a minute.
Oh, wait, hold on. You said a bank addicted drug robber?
The bank addicted drug robber.
Yeah, it's a Cornette joke.
I'm Nick Gage. So hold on. Wait a minute. Here we go. And see, this is why. Pictures like this and stories like this make me very, very proud to say that I'm a professional wrestling commentator. Hold on. Can you see this?
Hey, look at me.
Fucking Mr. PMA. Fucking double middle. I'm 45 and I'm fucking throwing.
Rich does not care for Kevin Gill. That's a fact.
Yeah. Why? It seems like we only hate the things that we, you know what it is we hate really? The things that we're most remind us of ourselves.
I think they had a beef over a commentator gig.
I told you what happened with Wrestle Circus that he was.
Oh, he buried you on Twitter or something.
No, he was. They brought me in instead of him, and he got pissed, and he was like tweeting at them, "Hey, bring back Kevin Gill."
Oh yeah.
You know, and I don't know if it was like, "Hey, we should work together." Like it was not like that.
But I just want to know.
What about Johnny Gill?
Who at the age of 49 thinks it's cool to like take a picture and be like, "Hey, fucking, here's my press photo."
That's his whole persona. It's his gimmick.
Oh. Does that scream Mr. PMA to you?
You know what?
I'm not getting in any more Kevin Gill. That time has passed for me.
That time has passed.
We only
apparently
teach
it's a new 5-year deal.
Listen, we only teach the things we need to learn. And in this case, and it's also the things we hate in other people are things we hate in ourselves. Rich, you have anything you'd like to admit to?
Brett Lauderdale confirmed the news that Kevin Gill has signed an extension with the promotion. You ready for this, Joe? The extension will mean Gill will be on commentary for all 12 shows of the year, as well as preview and recap shows. Apparently, he's calling the shows solo.
Why would he call the shows solo? Why wouldn't he call them pro wrestling?
Yeah, call them GCW. He must be a big help or something like that, because without putting any personal animosity in it, there's a lot of shit talk to him on Twitter from GCW fans, like, oh my god, I know this guy, you know. And do you know MLJ?
I know who he is. He's the ring announcer, right?
Wait, Emerald?
Have you ever met him or anything?
I don't think I've ever met him, though.
I like him. He's a good dude. Yeah. I'd like to see him commentate.
Here's the thing. I might meet Kevin Gill next week and think he's the greatest fucking guy in the world, but his press photos look like he's a fucking idiot.
Wow, way to backpedal. Way to backpedal, Rich.
That was a compliment sandwich.
I'm not saying I have good press pictures. I'm just saying I don't have fucking press pictures at nearly 50 years old of me going, hey, fucking restart the wrestling promotion.
So I think that
fucking
embarrassing. How do you know he was saying that those words are coming out of his mouth? Were you reading lips?
Yes. I'm assuming.
But I
took a class in reading lips, but I figured I tried to put my tongue in them.
Oh, fuck.
No, I saw him at StarCast, Rich, but we just ignored each other, basically.
I think never met him. Could be a great guy, but
I think through MLJ, who I do enjoy very much, that perhaps that bridge could be mended.
We should get him as a guest on this program.
We don't have guests.
Well, there you go. Even more the reason.
You know, little known fact, Rich, back at
GCW Scuttlebutt with Kevin Gill.
In the very early days of the Raven Effect, and I remember this because I was producing K100, Raven was on Conan's show, and he asked KG if he'd like to be the producer for this very show.
Oh.
I did?
Yes.
Yes. I remember that.
So you're saying that instead of Feeny, we could have Kevin. Kevin could have been producing the show.
He could have been on this ship all along, yeah.
Wow. What about Johnny Gill? And Rub You the Right Way. Sorry.
Who's Johnny Gill?
He's a new addition.
He was a new addition?
Yeah.
What about Kendall Gill?
Johnny Gill sounds like he's a country. He play the guitar.
What about Gilbert?
My wife left me the other day, and my name's Johnny Gill.
Oh, Johnny Gill. What about Gil from The Simpsons?
At the Roadhouse in Amarillo.
Rich, do your Gil from The Simpsons real quick.
My what?
Gil.
I don't have a good Gil from The Simpsons.
What about Fish Gil?
Oh, Gil here, I got to make the sale. Something like that, right? My Krusty's better.
Worked for me.
Feeny, why are you smoke in the air?
I don't know.
You're setting a bad example for all our listeners.
It's a hideous habit.
It was supposed. It got me off cigarettes, which I relapsed back into a couple of years ago. But
you started smoking cigarettes again?
Yeah, it sucked. No. Like a couple years ago.
I know that. Yeah.
Why don't you smoke salmon or smoke whitefish?
We talked about that,
Joe, because I had gone down that same road for a little bit too.
I quit when I was like, I smoked from like 15 to 20.
You guys think that smoking makes you look cool?
No.
I mean, when you're younger,
smell
maybe
like
you
fucking
do.
Dog shit is what it does.
I said it on this show before. The reason I started smoking when I was younger is my job. Then you could only take smoke breaks. All the girls smoked.
Yes, that was yeah. There you go. Mm-hmm. Hey, you
what about smoking water?
What about it? Feeny, what are you on there? Is that the fume? Is that what you got going there? Get us a deal for these things here.
Fume Ultra.
Let's see if we can get a deal for Elf Bar. Can they advertise?
Yeah. Send me an email and remind me.
You probably can't advertise Feeny products.
Feeny, just make a chain letter and send it to every company on the planet.
Yeah. Or I could just quit. These things and
it's just a quiet. It's a quiet time for sponsors. I've noticed.
Yeah, you've been saying that
everywhere.
For the last 3 months, though.
Well, it's not the last. It's only been a month since we had a sponsor.
Yeah,
come on, Ray. The economy's in the tank thanks to fucking Feeney's.
We've had some nibbles. It's just we haven't caught a full fish yet.
In the septic tank.
So you're saying that the fish you caught the fish, but you had to throw it back.
Yeah, like a couple of the gambling.
Yeah, let me ask you this: Is Get My Go getting ads?
Not right now, no.
What about who else do you have under your banner, your aegis?
Conan, Tom Pritchard, Francine.
Are they getting ads?
Oh, hold on, wait a minute. Dr. Tom's doing a show.
Yeah, he's got a podcast called Taking You to School on the
Creative
Control Network. I've had it for a few months, maybe longer.
This is the first time I've ever heard you talk about that.
Are they getting ads?
Okay, so wait a minute. You're telling me that Dr. Tom and fucking Bill Regal are doing shows. Imagine the info that a young mind that's interested in this nonsense.
Yeah, no, I actually have Kevin Sullivan too, and his episode this week is all about booking.
Wow.
So if you're a young mind wishing to learn about wrestling,
are these people getting ads, Feeny?
Not right now.
See, there you go.
That was you got to tell Feeny. You're lying.
No, I think Pritchard had
looks to his left.
Pritchard had Legacy Supps last month.
Who?
Pritchard.
Oh, Legacy Supps.
Are these people doing better rankings than we are? Are they higher in the rankings than we are?
I don't believe so. Maybe Sullivan sometimes.
That's okay. I like Sullivan.
Yeah.
You know, he was recently managing and he's advising.
I like Dr. Tom and Francine too, but I just mean.
Yeah.
He's advising the Midnight Heat over in Defy.
The heat is on. That's a throwback.
All right, let's do the fanny mail.
Fanny mail already.
There you go. Happy Halloween to the Brew Crew, the Boo Crew from JB, spelled J-A-Y-B-E-E.
I hit that on the first try too, and Feeny didn't step on it.
Dear Raven, Feeny the Beanie, Feeny the Beanie Weenie, and Rich the Snitch.
Oh, hey.
Being the time of the year that it is, here are a few festive jokes. Why did the ghost go into the bar?
Why?
For the booze. Why are skeletons so calm?
Why?
Because nothing gets under their skin.
Oh, boy.
Why was Cinderella bad at football?
Why's that?
Because she had a pumpkin for her coach. Why did the witch always look angry?
Why?
She has resting witch face.
Oh, God.
I finally saw some of the movie Twilight and kind of wondered to myself, what it might be like to be kissed by a vampire. I imagine it's probably a pain in the neck and it sucks.
These are all fucking... These would be pretty good dad jokes.
Are we number one in Norway and Qatar yet? If not, here's another round of Who Is It for the other two Patreon fans. The ex-WWE star's tenure was from 2006 to 2020. Based on a recent picture of them taken from this past August, who is it? Please see attached. The answer is in Feeney's email.
What?
I don't know. Although I'm sure that this one was a bit easier, you were correct, Raven, with the last Who Is It? Which was the September 26th Introducing Sir Lord Raven episode. It was Chavo Guerrero, You Are the Wiener. I'm just your friendly neighborhood fan and definitely not your favorite reprobate and delinquent, Joneser Bass. Ah, she snuck in.
Wait,
she,
yeah, can you ask that question or riddle or whatever again that was at the end of the email?
The ex-WWE star tenure was from 2006 to 2020. Based on a recent picture.
How are we going
to
know without the picture?
I don't know.
I have the picture.
Send it to me.
Hang on, I'll get it. Fuck. I didn't realize it was connected to this, but now
I
know.
If we put any kind of effort into this program at all, this would have been done ahead of time.
Would you just get off my case for once? Here we go.
Oh, Feeny. You know.
P.S. I would like to recommend checking out What If on Disney Plus. That is a good show. For Marvel fans like us, the stories in each episode put a pretty good twist on what would happen. What could happen in the MCU's multiverse? For instance, what if Raven was actually just a good wrestler and not a great one? Aw.
The answer to the trivia is on the screen.
Yeah, I know who that is.
Okay. Who is it? Let me see the picture.
It's Heath Slater.
Oh, I wouldn't have known that.
And she's wearing a Guns N' Roses shirt, which proves me that her father is definitely raising her correctly.
Yep.
All right, so that's enough of that fan mail. Let's get to another one.
Is that it? That's it for the fan email?
No, that's it for that one.
Oh.
This is from Giuseppe Hood, or Giuseppe Hood. Art is the subject. I haven't written a fan mail in a long time. I know all of my beloved fans and enemies have missed me. Don't worry, folks. It's still alive.
It's alive.
I had a whole novel thought out, but I will keep it light. I woke up to the news of the painting Sunflowers by Van Gogh being destroyed. I'm absolutely horrified. I have to ask, because I consider you an artist, how do you feel about this? Yeah, what happened with that?
I don't know. It's news to me. Somebody destroyed a Van Gogh painting?
Apparently.
Yeah.
I'm 42 and was taught how to recycle. I grew up with Smokey the Bear. I grew up with Leave No Trace 4-H Club. Now I want to put Greta in the Rings of Saturn. Love to party.
Put who where?
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What the fuck is wrong with us? How can our generation be such a destruction to everything beautiful? P.S. Be excellent to each other. Much love from Ringgold, Georgia.
I'd like to shoot fucking Feeny to the Rings of Saturn, but it's a whole other story.
So Greta somebody destroyed this painting, Sunflowers by Van Gogh.
Yeah, they were throwing tomato soup on it.
What? Wasn't that Greta the underage chick? Not her.
How dare you?
That made me think of something. What was I going to say? Crap. I already deleted the ad. Let me see. Let me go to the trash. Hold on.
That other listener mentioned something on Disney Plus there. I'd like to recommend Bluey.
I'd like to recommend a Blowy.
Have you ever seen Bluey?
No.
Some fucking quality material in that program there, my friend.
Oh, you know what? We should say
what's Bluey?
Condolences to Kevin Nash.
I was going to say. Yeah.
What happened? What happened? Does anybody know?
No.
His son. So if you're just Kevin Nash's 26-year-old son,
Tristan
passed away like a day or two ago.
Yesterday. Right?
Yeah. Yesterday, as we're doing this.
And you know what, dude? It was Scott Hall's first birthday since he passed.
Yes.
On the day that his son passed. That's rough.
Yeah.
Man.
That's.
Hey, what now?
When Nash's son passed, he passed on the day of Scott Hall's first birthday since he passed. So it was probably a difficult day anyway. And then
what did he pass from?
They don't know. I mean, it's not been publicly released or whatever.
Mm. Wow. That's horrible.
Yep.
When was that?
Yesterday.
Mm. Yep. Our condolences go out to Kevin.
For sure.
That's crazy.
It's terrible. It said he had just started to work on his podcast with him. Nash is doing a podcast with Sean Oliver. And Tristan, I looked at one of his profiles or something. It said he was like a podcast producer and editor and stuff. So they were getting to work together and stuff. And, you know.
Sucks. Sean Oliver, that's the kayfabe
commentaries.
Kayfabe commentaries, yeah.
He's a nice guy. All right, this is from David Parrish, Random Thoughts. The best part about being human is we don't have to lick our buttholes clean. Fantastic letter.
Is that it? That's the entire letter? Tremendous.
Yep. David, this is from David, and he has a question. Hi, Raven and the two queers.
Whoa, hey.
That's racist. Just listen to the Saturn shoot after he resurfaced. What?
You can't say those things anymore.
You can't say them any less either. Hmm. Just listen to the Saturn shoot after he resurfaced after 10 years. One of the highlights of the shoot is when he talks about in a hotel after a WCW show, Raven bought a slip and slide and they fixed the dildo. Not the Rick Steiner headgear. No, it was a strap-on dildo. So when you put on the dildo, it was on top of your head, and it's called the Rhino. And in the hotel corridor, Raven put the slip and slide, and they had a ring rat with their legs. It was a stripper. With their legs open, and they were throwing each other down the slip and slide with the dildo headgear trying to land inside her. Please, can this be confirmed or denied? Thanks to Fig Bath King, King Taylor. Yeah, you got half the spots wrong, but yeah, it's a true story.
Okay, so hold on. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
That takes a lot of precision, man.
You're WCW. Where did this take place? Were you in Orlando?
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
I think from hearing the story previously, you guys were down there for like the Universal Studios tapings or Disney tapings or whatever.
Hey, that would make sense because I've heard other stories of debauchery and nonsense that
there's a whole story.
Tapings, people just going nuts.
There's a whole story to it, but I'll tell it next week.
Oh.
Remind me to tell it next week. I like leaving cliffhangers.
Well, who's going to remember that?
We just need to remember Raven buying a slip and slide and using it in a hotel hallway.
Okay, this is from Ryan Jones, Grinds My Gears. This is the last fanny mail for today. Oh, this is a long one, too. Well, not that long. What's up, Raven, the Matt Man, Mr. Defy Tom Phillips, arch nemesis, and yet again, Captain Phoenix the penis. I am finally reserving for my medically induced coma I've been in for the past week. I didn't even know I was sick.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. Yeah, he really did.
Why was I in this coma? Well, because I watched the Monsters, the Rob Zombie flick on Netflix. And while I'm a big fan of his music and some of his movies, I can truly say I know how a man feels when they can't get a boner, even if they take a blue chew or any other type of boner pills. It was truly a disappointment. It was an hour and a half. I'd never get back. So I decided I'd listen to the Raven Effect to make myself better. I'm also disappointed with McDonald's as well because they have come out with an adult Happy Meal. And while there's nothing really adultish about it, you can choose from a Big Mac or 10-piece chicken McNuggets. So today I got the 10-piece nuggets, fries, drink, and it came up with a toy. And while The toy was nothing to brag about. I ended up getting Grimace, or is it Grimace, the old butt plug. But as the punchline goes, that times are tough. As I'm winding down to the end of the fan mail already, sorry, Rich.
Oh.
I wanted to give my recommendations. The Storyteller by Dave Grohl. And if you haven't seen it yet, watch Raven's introduction in there. Watch Raven's induction ceremony on YouTube. And I'm not going to fanboy over yet, but holy fuck, Raven, I've got two words for you. Thank you. Thank you for everything you have done for the wrestling business. And thank you for continuing to entertain the effects that listen to the show every week. Okay, time to wrap it up. I tried to do my Archie Bell and the drill sound no dice. What's the Archie Bell song again? Wrap it up? That's not it. Wow, we're pathetic.
Tighten up.
Do the tighten up.
Feeny, pull it up.
No.
Thanks again, Raven and the generic flock, for what you guys do. And Feeny, best of luck to the fighting Phillies. Sincerely, Ryan J., sent for my generic Manscaped lawnmower.
You know, that email made me think of a biological question.
What's that?
When God created man, like he did back in the year zero.
You know this.
Have you met God? I was just joking. So seriously, why do you
Were you there?
Right. Were you there?
It's called blind faith. That's how they get you.
No, that's Eric Clapton and Steve Winwood, blind faith.
Presence of the Lord. Excellent song. Why is it, do you think, biologically, the human male, you know, if you think about moving your fingers, you can move your fingers. If you want to, you know, lick your lips, you can lick your lips. If you, you know, move a toe, why can't you control your erection? Why is that, you know, you can't just will an erection, right? You can't just lose an erection if you want to. It's got a mind of its own. What is that all about?
Thank you, Feeny.
I mean, what's the point? That was my Seinfeld. No one has any thoughts on that?
Why? Hey, what's the deal with that?
What's the deal with erections? It's hard.
You can't control your boner there, Feeny?
No.
Can't make it sit up or anything?
It does what it wants.
It does what it wants.
Yeah, I'm in no control.
So you're saying
you can't make your schlong do fucking sit-ups is what you're saying.
So you can't be held accountable when your penis goes in somebody else?
No, I can be held accountable for that. I control the thrust, you see. But I can't control erection.
I don't care. All right, go to cameo.com.
Jesus. Bring this thing right down to the fucking, right down the tubes.
Go to cameo.com.
It's his fault.
And have a Raven do you a shout out, greeting, whatever. Go to prowrestlingtees.com, buy your Raven merchandise, put some Raven crap. There's the sale's probably going on right now. So
it is, yeah. I think the code for 20% off is thank you.
But this is going to be over by the time they get it. They listen to this.
Yeah, that's true.
Google Ask Dana, D-A-N-N-A, and then go to her website. It'll take you to her eBay website where you can go there and type in Raven, and it'll show my merch, ringworm shirts, and all kinds of stuff. Fan mail is fan mail to raveneffect.com. Addiction hotline, if you have addiction issues, 800-662-4357, and addictionandrecovery.org for information.
What's the suicide hotline?
If you want to commit suicide, call Rich's home number.
Yes. DM me. I'll fucking tell you how to do it.
We don't deal with suicides here. We deal with addictions.
988-988.
Okay.
Well, hold on. You're giving the other one. I'm giving that one. 988, suicide prevention hotline.
Yeah, but if anybody's listening to this, they're not going to kill themselves. They're a masochist if they listen to this show.
They're a good humored bunch, is what you're saying.
Subscribe to Spreaker, Apple Podcasts, leave 5-star reviews, recommendations.
Hot news. Donald Trump has
just been subpoenaed.
Oh. Ooh. Very nice. Very nice. So I'm going to recommend to all of our fine listeners that you check out dpwondemand.com.
Double penetration on demand?
No. Deadlock Pro Wrestling out of the Carolinas. I'm doing commentary for the mean Joe Dombrowski, the new announced team there. So check that out. And then
are you announcing that you're the new announced team?
I am. Yep. And then the 29th of this month, which is one reason I'm not going to be in Philly, on Fight, for the first time. Defy is going to be on Fight in the big main event, Minoru Suzuki against Filthy Tom Lawler. Very excited for that.
What makes him filthy?
It's the jean shorts is what it is.
That would be called, that would be gimmick infringement, I believe.
Well, yeah, but he wears like skin tight jean shorts. Trunks that look like jean shorts, but he wears jean shorts to the ring and takes those off. And then he's got the jean.
I'm going to start taking my jean shorts off when I get to the ring and not wear any underwear.
Why not?
Go ahead. All right. Any recommendations?
Bluey. Watch Bluey.
What's Bluey about?
So it's an Australian family of dogs. That's very funny. You know what? Here's
that sounds ridiculous.
Here's the clip to watch. It's
nobody can see the clip, Rich.
It's the claw machine. Feeny will pull it up.
No.
Yeah, but nobody watches it. Only a Patreon has the option for this, for visual. Right.
Okay. Well, go to YouTube and put it. Look up Bluey claw machine.
It's
I believe you'll enjoy it.
Isn't a Bluey just the Australian term for a blowjob?
Yeah, the blowy.
What about a kablooey? That's when you come in a blowjob. You kablooey.
What's your favorite hilarious term for a blowjob?
A honking on Bobo.
Rich?
I've done nothing that's that funny.
I like mouth stuff.
Mouth stuff. Fair mouth enough. Stuff.
Yeah. What's your favorite? My favorite thing term for cocaine is I don't like cocaine at all. I just like the way it smells.
Nose beers.
Yeah, well,
Jacksonville sand.
Mm-hmm. Is that because of Tony?
I don't know where it came from.
What's your recommendation, Feeny?
I don't remember if I recommended this last week or not, but I'm currently reading The War for Late Night, all about Leno leaving the Tonight Show to Conan, and then.
Yeah, you already recommended that last week.
Did he? Well, I was going to say if he did, nobody remembers. So
I'm also reading Glengarry Glen Ross the play.
Oh,
so
that's a little out of your league, isn't it, Joe? A little fucking highbrow for you.
I want to play the Kevin Spacey role someday.
Yeah,
he just got off.
Yeah, he sure did, didn't he?
Yeah, I mean, what happens now? Can he go back to acting, or what's the deal?
Nobody likes him anyway.
Yeah, but he's phenomenal.
Yeah, well,
but nobody likes him.
No,
it's always something a little creepy about it. I liked Kevin Spacey. I know.
Oh, now you did. Nice.
No, I've always thought he was great. I mean, you can't like him now, right? Like
Usual Suspects.
But he's innocent, so can you like him again?
Well, he's innocent in that case, supposedly. But there's a million other accusations.
Are there? Or is that the only case he has?
You can tell that guy. There's a lot. Tell that guy's got some fucking shady shit going on. There's something a little off about him.
Why? Because his name's Spacey.
Well,
what if his name was Stacy?
Kevin Stacy. Mm-hmm.
I think he'd be less problematic if his last name wasn't Spacey, pronounced Spacey Y. All right. I got a good recommendation. I recommend the TV show. I think I already recommended this, Lord of the Rings.
Yes.
Why are you giving out old material again?
And House of Dragons, and pretty much any sword and sorcery, sword and sandals type situation. They're all good.
Is that show over yet, Rafe? House of the Dragon?
House of the Dragon's not over. It's still going on. Now we're gonna have the Dragon Wars. I got to catch up,
so don't tell me anything.
Okay, well, let me just tell you what happens.
Okay.
Hey, Joe, Philly's lost.
They didn't play yet.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, no, I'm going to recommend watch – because I already recommended those. I'm going to recommend watch one championship MMA. It's on Prime, Amazon Prime. Everybody has Amazon Prime. Anybody who doesn't have Amazon Prime is crazy because you get free shipping. So how can you not have it?
Right.
And one championship. It's really good. It's good fighting. It's good for – it's good.
Yeah.
It's good for what ails you. Who's calling that, you know?
Palate cleanser.
Who's calling that show, you know?
Some people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I should be calling it. I want to be an MMA commentator.
If I'm not mistaken, I believe, what's his face? Mike Mansouri, who used to be Kevin Dunn's, like, second at WWE. I believe he's the executive producer over there for one.
Call him up. Get me a job as a commentator.
He didn't like me, so I'm not calling.
Raven, did you see Dana White has invested in a slap fighting championship?
Yeah, but it's called Dana White's Power Slap something. So it's Dana's White Power Slap Contest.
God damn it.
Nobody actually did the
is that real?
Yeah, it's really called Dana White's Power Slap something. And nobody did the check the fine print and did a Dana White's Power.
What's worse, that or when WWE, remember when they did the submission sorority a couple years ago? And nobody thought to look that up ahead of time.
Yeah, if you Googled it, it was like a porn site or like
it was a kink site
brand or something.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of the brand.
So that's what the Nazi SS stood for, submission sorority?
Yeah.
That's hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of the brand, I actually appeared on Vince Russo's The Brand this week on an episode of Castrating the Marks with Vince Russo and Jeff Lean. So if anyone's
do you still have Billy Bahati on the other show?
Yes.
So you're hanging out with all the toxic fucking wrestling people, aren't you?
I guess.
Kevin Gill, Billy Bahati, fucking Vince
Who's
Russo.
Billy Bahati?
He's a wrestling dirt sheet guy, sort of.
We've talked about him before. He's a controversial person.
Very much so.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's way too wrestling for me.
Yeah.
It's not adjacent enough. All right. Peace, love.
Line, please.
Check out Get My Go.
No.
That's not how this
usually. I used to actually plan those ahead of time, the peace, love, and whatever.
Peace, love, and the Eagles.
But now it's peace, love, and go fuck yourself.
Nice.
Quote the Raven, nevermore, the end. Go to bed.